This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
My first memory of English movie is E.T. And I watched with my family in a rented video player and our new color TV. I was merely 5 or 6 years old. Since then, I have always wondered, does life exist elsewhere in the universe? Hello, hi, namaste to all the listeners of Biotechnica. This is Tithi, your host for today's podcast, and I am here today to talk on astrobiology, a subject that studies the potential for extraterrestrial life. Well, first of all, let me tell you what exactly is astrobiology. Astrobiology is the study of origin, evolution, distribution, and future of life in the universe. It encompasses the origin, evolution, and history of life on Earth, and along with all this, it also studies the potential for extraterrestrial life. So, as you can guess, astrobiology is a relatively young interdisciplinary science field. To be precise, astrobiology unites physics, chemistry, astronomy, biology, molecular biology, ecology, planetary science, geography, and geology to study anything and everything about life on Earth in order to understand how life might arise and survive elsewhere in the universe. To keep it simple, we can say that astrobiology encompasses three major searches. First, the search for habitable environments in our solar system and on planets around other stars. Second, the search for evidence of prebiotic chemistry or life on solar system bodies like Mars, Jupiter's moon Europa, and Saturn's moon Titan. And lastly, the research into the origins, early evolution, and diversity of life on Earth. Since its recognition as a separate field, there have been some astonishing discoveries in astrobiology that may change the way we understand both our world and the known universe. Well, let me introduce you to some of its recent breakthroughs and why they are significant for us on Earth. The first in that list, let me tell you about the finding of water flowing on Mars' surface. The satellite imagery of Mars has shown that water flows there in warmer seasons, right up to the present day. The water is likely briny due to the salts on the surface, but the fact that water flows on Mars is significant in that more research may validate that the hypothesis that if need be, some or all of Earth's population could make a settlement on Mars. The second finding that I'm going to tell you is about the three exoplanets discovered by NASA. In 2013, three planets orbiting a star outside our solar system with a mass greater than Earth were discovered by Kepler Space Telescope. The conditions on the planet and whether they contain any marker of life or could sustain life are still being investigated. The more planets like this that are discovered, the more it seems likely that at some point, some kind of life might be discovered on another planet. Next finding is about the first evidence of water vapor at Jupiter's moon Ganymede. For the first time, astronomers have uncovered evidence of water vapor in the atmosphere of Jupiter's moon Ganymede, according to the news published by NASA in this year, 2021. This water vapor forms when ice from the moon's surface sublimates, that is, turns from solid to gas. Understanding the Jovian system and unraveling its history from its origin to the possible emergence of habitable environments will provide us with a better understanding of how gas giant planets and their satellites form and evolve. In addition, new insights will help hopefully be found on the habitability of Jupiter-like exoplanetary systems. Next in this list is about the sign of life on Mars. As we speak today, NASA's Mars 2020 Perseverance rover has begun its search for signs of ancient life on the red planet. A key objective for this Perseverance's mission on Mars is astrobiology, including the search for signs of ancient microbial life. The rover will characterize the planet's geology and past climate, paving the way for human exploration of the red planet. Now, let me share with you one more exciting finding of recent times. Radio signals detected outside our solar system. Yes, you heard it right. Radio signals were detected outside our solar system. Now, what happened was in the year 2015, the University of California, Berkeley, Radio Listen team observed an unusually strong radio frequency coming from the direction of a planet outside our solar system using a strong radio telescope. The signal was transient, not continuous, and the claim that this detection could be a signal from an extraterrestrial civilization has attracted much media interest. Sounds like the movie Koi Mil Gaya, isn't it? However, further research on it suggested that the signal was likely due to some instrumental interference or to some other artifact of human technology. Well, we have to remember that absence of evidence for extraterrestrial intelligence is by no means evidence of absence. And so, researchers from all over the world are continuing to develop tools and techniques to seek the answer to the question, are we alone? Extraterrestrial life has yet to be proven, but the scientific evidence that such microbial or complex life may be possible has the potential to alter our understanding of the nature and meaning of life and affect how we make decisions about issues facing the future of Earth. Before I sign off, let me ask you a few questions. If the laws of physics and biology are universal, does it mean that what has happened here on Earth has happened elsewhere? Would the discovery of an organism on a distant planet revise our understanding of metaphysics? What are our moral responsibilities towards Earth if organisms are able to exist on other planets or had once existed? As you ponder upon these questions, let me sign off today. Thank you to all of you and see you all again with some other interesting topics. Bye and wish you a great day.